Welcome everybody to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with books and
doors.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Dorotha.
Daria.
Daria.
Dorotha. That's Erica and Maria. I think
Dorga.
This is gonna be one of my faves. I really do. Not book. Favorite episodes.
It could be. It has potential.
I'm going to say a warning at the top. This is an explicit episode. If you have kids, if you have anything.
Oh, yeah.
Just step away. This one's real weird.
Okay. Quick thing. If you have kids at all, they should never be listening to us.
I agree.
Like,
there are
some episodes that are astronomically worse than others.
Yeah.
Yes. But in general, we are a non-suitable for work.
We didn't talk sex the last episode.
No, we could have.
And we didn't.
But here's the thing. Like, if a kid is in the area.
Growth.
If a kid is in the area, then you put him away. That's all.
Put him away.
Okay,
put him away behind the door.
Put your child away.
But if you are new here, this is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at it.
We suck at all of it.
Lower your expectations.
Please. Lower them to the ground.
This week, very exciting.
Unhinged. It's pretty unhinged.
Well, the name of the book is Unhinged.
By who? I want to know.
By who?
I don't even want to
tell Vera Valentine.
Vera Valentine. That's not real.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely a pen name.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I would too. I would write a pen name.
Oh, 1,000. I mean, she put her photo. Yeah, they put their photo at the end
of the book. I would never in a million years.
Anyway, I want to ask a quick question. Where did this come from? Who said?
No, people sent it in.
Who did this?
A lot of people.
I have questions.
I feel like it's trending on TikTok.
It is trending. It's trending. It's one of those books that like everyone.
I saw that blonde person that reads all these crazy books talk about it.
Yes.
I didn't listen to them talk about it. I just saw that they mentioned that the title was there, and I was like, I'm not gonna listen to that. Keep going.
Everyone kept telling me about the door romance shifter.
Yeah, let's get it off at the top here. It's a door
shifter. Erotica.
Mm. Erotica.
Were we calling it a shifter? I guess
that's
so.
He shifts back and forth.
You're right.
Every new moon or full moon, he shifts.
You're right. I forgot about that.
We just spoiled the whole thing.
I don't give a shit. It's the wildest fucking thing.
I didn't expect it to be that at the end. I thought, I was like, oh, there is no, he's just going to turn back into a door.
Yeah.
But when it became a shifter every moon and she has to...
Erica needs to do the 60 seconds.
Yeah.
I think this is a fun one for you. Don't look at your phone. No. If you're new here, we attempt to do this thing where we explain the entire plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. This week, Erica is going to do Unhinged, which is a door story. And I feel like this is very easy. It's 72 pages.
I think I'm going to crush this.
It's a 72 page book. So keep that in mind.
Should I do it in 30 seconds then?
Ooh,
okay.
That's kind of
adding
fun.
Your own challenge.
You think you could do this book in 30 seconds?
I don't know.
Do you even know their name?
We're going to find out.
No. Okay, here we go.
Tana?
In 45 Tana. Seconds or less.
Okay.
Unhinged. Go.
Okay, so the main girl is in an apartment and her door is in love with her. Her front door, and he apparently has a fucking the knob is the dick. He watches her like live her life, and there's a serial killer that lives that is the maintenance man in her building or landlord or whatever, and he sees that she's in trouble, and then Zeus comes to him in a dream. I can't even believe I'm saying this. And tells him that he is his son, and that he can go into her dream and tell her to fuck him, and if he does, he'll shift back into a man figure. So he goes into her dream and is like, hey bitch, fuck me in real life. And then she wakes up and is like, maybe I should fuck my door today. Which, the logistics of that, I would love to try out on your door.
What?
And then, no, just like to see that this is so fucking crazy. But
we're so in a minute, but keep going.
So then she fucks the door and he turns into a man and I think protects her. But then the guy shoots him in the stomach and he turns back into a door and falls on him and almost kills him because he's solid oak.
Keep going.
And then we have a true matrimony of door and door ship. He shifts into a door every new moon.
Hera goes into her dream also to remind him she can fuck the door again.
To bring him back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
The reason that he became a door.
For the record, the 60 seconds is
Zeus,
over.
So. Zeus impregnated a door by
A tree.
By fucking a tree.
He impregnated a tree.
He created a door son by fucking a hole in a tree.
I think I highlighted the sentence. Hold on.
So let's start at the beginning then.
The beginning. Zeus, with Zeus impregnated a tree by fucking a tree.
Okay, so Zeus.
Okay, hold on. I have the line.
Okay, go ahead.
So, hold on. Is this
when
it?
Zeus showed up, I was like, where did the gods come from?
So this is when he first. Okay, when he first shows up. So Hera has told me I must make some amends for my affairs. Personally, I think she's being oversensitive, but women, right? You fuck one girl as a weather event or a bird and her own husband, and all of a sudden you're the bad guy. Then he goes, see, a lot of things happened in that grove, and there was this perfectly positioned knothole on this really sexy tree, and the mead was flowing freely.
Like, and not for nothing, when I read that, I go, yeah, I probably know about a couple of dudes that would fuck a tree. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem with men. Is like, I think there are a few dudes I know that would fuck a tree. I think in the right state of mind.
So you have
friends. Some people that would fuck trees.
You have guy friends that would fuck a tree.
I think so.
So not that far off, but I didn't know where Zeus had. Why are we bringing Zeus?
Brings the fantasy into it.
So the way the book starts, it's.
That's not the fantasy.
It's a.
It's thanks to his seed that this oak has sentience. He says, well, this, congrats, you're a half dryad, my boy.
But it I like starts the dryad with the part. Point of view of the door.
I don't understand where the eyes are on the door. Where the are the eyes?
The peephole.
No, because he's seeing both ways.
People well, can he's see a door. Both ways. He's just a door. He just
you
is.
You can see the back of your fucking head?
But you're not
the
a door.
The peephole is hollow.
He's not a person. He's a door.
But where are the eyes? How is he seeing
you
things?
You can't possibly be asking how he's seeing things but and not asking the fact that he's a fucking door.
No, but he's literally saying. That's literally saying he's like at my front, which is facing outward, and then my back is the back facing into the apartment.
Well, he can look.
So where are the eyes?
It's weird that he can have thoughts.
And why is the doorknob on both sides of his, like, make it make sense, Tana.
I don't think he has
doors
a front.
Have doorknobs on both sides.
I know, so how do you have a dick on both sides?
He's not
why
real.
Is the dick back? Just going right through? Like, yes. Think about the logistics of the penis.
Where's his brain that he's able to think and do all these things?
I don't know.
So that's the thing. You have to suspend.
You can't have inanimate objects being sentient. I'm sorry. Like, I'm.
Isn't that like a whole genre?
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was. I mean, look at fucking Sleeping Beauty. Isn't there a whole bunch of clocks and shit that talk?
Yeah, but they are like people.
Not Sleeping Beauty. What's the one that you like?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the
they
Beast.
Were but people. They were cursed people.
So is the door. It's a person.
Okay.
Not
but
really.
It wasn't
that
a person.
Actually,
you're right.
He's always been.
How come he could be a person if he
I
was
think
born
you're having
door?
Two sides of an argument by yourself.
But it's true because he's
because this makes no fucking sense.
Okay.
And none of like, you know what I mean? If this had
started as a person.
If this had sense. Like a clear yeah. set of rules, right? And like things were thought out more. I think I could get behind it.
I think what's funny is this is now in my head considered Greek mythology.
Oh God! Don't say that. Don't say that. He blew Erica's mind. If he started as a guy that was
yeah,
cursed,
that was turned into a door, it
that would make
total
sense.
Yes.
Because
yes.
So all she has to do is
he
fuck.
Was never not a door. He's always been a door.
That's a good point.
No, he was wood first. That's then he point. Got made into a door.
Yeah.
He oh. was a tree first.
True. What was he like? Fucking one of her limbs? Like, what? How did he become?
What?
Like, his mother is a tree, right?
Yeah.
So who is he? Another tree?
A sapling.
No, but how did he become the door that he once was?
He was made into a door by a tree.
So he was a tree.
Yeah, tree first. Then
and
he
his
got
mother
made.
Was
He's
a
oak.
Tree.
Yes.
So where is the his like fucking scatterings of himself?
His
to
own
become
children?
The door.
He was.
No,
cut
you gotta
down.
You gotta fucking
shave it down.
Shave down a door.
Yeah.
Oh, so where are those other There's remnants?
He I don't know. Where is he?
Maybe he's everywhere.
See what I mean? There's too yeah. many questions.
But also, he became sentient when he was a door. Yeah. He was never sentient as a tree.
Oh.
Yeah. It says here. Hold on.
The rules of this are just
hold
not.
Hold on.
It was a 72-page book.
The idea of blatantly revealing myself as sentient filled me with horrific sense. Oh, that's not what I meant.
Okay. I think there's a couple of things I want to highlight.
She had an image of somebody fucking a door in her mind and made a
My shockingly attractive door came to life after I fucked him, vowing to protect me against my murderous, panty sniffing super that broke in and poisoned my orange juice.
What a sentence. Just another Thursday.
What a sentence.
Like, I think if you write that sentence as an author, you've gone wrong.
Yeah.
You've gone wrong?
Yeah. Anytime somebody explains the entire book in a sentence just to have the main character be like, oh, just another like,
that
day.
That is the entire plot of the book.
It drives me nuts.
That's the whole plot of the book.
I hate, and that's like, people have done that before, even in like normal books. And I'm like, did we really need to recap the whole book there? Just like, what was the point of that?
It's like when someone says a title in the movie.
I hate that
Thank you, Driss. You've done so much
Driss
already.
Driss is the worst name in the world.
You are a very good door. I hope you know that.
But did you like how he loves the whatchamacallit, the praise of being called a good door?
Good door. That fucking sent
he
me
was aroused.
You didn't
called
think that was
door.
Adorable?
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellowjackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcast.
It sent me into another fucking hemisphere that he had like a praise kink.
Yeah.
He was a good guy though.
He was
through
a
and through.
Good door.
Never turned into like a bad. I gotta give the author credit there.
He was a little cinnamon roll.
If this was like another book, he would have became a human and been like, I'm fucking drilling this bitch, and like turned into like an asshole somehow, even though he was like a nice door.
Another problem I had with it was He's been watching. Obviously, there's been other tenants before her living right. in this. So I guess some frat guys lived there before.
He would have seen a condom or 20.
Thank you.
That's a good
Thank
point.
You.
I
okay.
didn't even think of that.
So now. And also she's watching TV in the living room. So she's what? I don't
they
know.
They definitely
you guys.
Watched girls get fucked on a couch somewhere.
I'm getting there. Also, if you're watching someone watch TV, periods are mentioned. Like,
yeah.
You're gonna watch her come in with her period pads yep. and her tampons.
There was things he didn't understand or yep. did understand.
I'm there. Ready?
Yep.
Your bad days, you'll have them soon. Same as you did last month. The ones where you wear softer clothing and watch sad movies and go to the bathroom a lot and sometimes cry. I don't like to see you sad. You seem better when you have ice cream.
Not all girls on periods eat ice cream.
But he knows the word cunt. And
yeah, that was weird.
Which is never on television.
Yeah.
Not in American television.
True.
British people say it like it's nothing.
I know. Not on fucking television.
Yeah,
though.
And the whole condom thing. So like when she fucks him for the first time as the door, after he goes into her dream and says, you have to have sex with me so that I'll turn into a man. So she's looking at the door and she's like, she also talks to herself a lot. And like, I know
talk
people,
to myself.
Oh, I know. But like to have full length sentences out loud, do you do that a lot in front of your door? I don't know. That's weird.
I have sentences.
Do you? Yeah. I never just stand in a room and I'm like,
I live alone, I wonder, Kristen.
Not like normal sentences, but like to sit there and be like, I wonder if my landlord will like poison, like things that are like,
oh, I think no. The things you that know she what I said mean? Were weird.
Like that's you wouldn't, the book. Like I say things out loud to myself all the time. Yeah. But it's like things that are
like mumble to myself a lot.
Yeah, same.
I'm like,
same.
Wow, why'd you do that today? You're
yeah,
dumb.
Yeah, I do shit like that. But the way she was talking, it was weird. So like that's how they communicate though. So she
which is
gets a condom, which he calls like a sock or something, puts it on his doorknob, so on his knob, and she gets on all fours it's on the an ottoman and fucks the door.
Yeah.
And she has a good, but he doesn't feel anything the first no. time, right?
He can feel them slamming him and stuff, but he doesn't know what that means.
But he's not like getting pleasure.
I don't think his knob has
I
that
he
kind
did
of
get a pleasure.
Not the first time. Not the first not, time. I think
no,
at the
because
end.
He didn't even know when he was when she was giving him a hand job, he didn't know what was going on.
Wrapping my round brass protrusion in a soft cloth and a firm grip, she started polishing my knob with slow, smooth strokes that stirred something deep in my wood.
I fucking highlighted the exact same sentence.
I definitely did not. I think I was like with my Kindle like,
look
oh,
it. I
why
deep
was
in my wood?
Why
me.
Was it so sexual?
Oh, that you know why I highlighted too is because it had the underline under it, which means a bunch of people had
oh,
highlighted
I turned
it.
That off.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite
so
thing.
Now I don't know
my favorite thing in this entire book though was when he got like so offended that she said that he was press board and he was like none
I'll
of these,
you know
none I'm, of oh. your other doors are like I am your protector.
I am solid
a oak. Solid oak.
Yeah, I love that. Like the story here is, yes, she has to fuck the door, which I think was what this whole book was revolved around. I truly think the author said, I have this idea. She wrote something at the beginning about the book club that she's in and they like the word dick or something and she like counted them.
I didn't read that.
But I feel like she said in her mind, she's like, I want somebody to fuck a door and then made a story around it. Because then we also have this weird storyline of the landlord trying to kill her, which
that
is
was
kind
so
of
random.
What
I think.
Them,
I
yeah.
think somebody in her life fucked a door.
I think so, too.
I will not make such statements. I will not make such
statements. Or talked about fucking a door or said something in a sexually door driven aspect.
There it is. Something about being called a good door made my human legs feel weak and shaky.
Yeah, no, he's
or the praise kink really sent me.
This one made me laugh out loud. Human life was proven to be confusing and awkward while being a door had been fairly straightforward. That's it. Who's writing? All right, let's go to the beginning of the book with the author.
Did
note.
I rate this?
No, you couldn't have.
You
I
better
didn't,
not have.
I
did
didn't,
I read it?
I did not.
I definitely did not.
I did not I rate it.
I did not rate it, and I made sure to erase it from all of my search
because
history.
Because there's nothing. You can't rate this book. On what grounds? Like, do you rate it? You can't.
Are you going to rate it?
I'm going to give it 2 stars.
So
one.
I got to say.
One.
What are you going to write for your review?
Yeah, what's going to be your review here?
Mm-hmm. Give us a review.
I don't know. Like what? I feel like it, that I wanted the 1-star review people to
oh to it. See it to put on the good.
I feel like you need a pun in this scenario.
Oh, for sure. There's so many. Oh, I now know where her idea came from. So in the dedication, she wrote, "This one's for the reader that declared in a Facebook group that uses Control F to search the word cock at the start of a story to make sure she doesn't get tricked into reading a closed door romance book by mistake." So she probably saw that and was like, oh, closed door, and then made the connection of door, romance, cock.
I did not put 2 and 2 together for
I'm
that.
Telling you, that's got to be what happened. It has to be, right?
I don't think so.
I think so. I want to talk to her. And then we get a note from the author, which is actually just the synopsis. That really threw me for a loop because I don't. We Maria,
there is so much.
Maria, you don't like reading
so
synopsis.
Much about. There's so much about this
me.
Book that is so fucking.
I skipped it
because
I told you.
The author's note is what 2 pages long, maybe
three.
It is the whole book. It's the whole plot of the book.
That
and like in detail
and everything in it. Laid out as if each one is a trigger warning.
Yeah. Oh, well, then it goes into the content considerations and it tells you I mean, it literally says this is the this first is, sentence.
I'm for trigger warnings. I'm not against trigger warnings. I think they should be in books. I do not find them to be spoilers most of the time. She gives the context.
She said
of the fucking trigger warning.
Just the so first it book.
They are spoilers. I've never seen trigger warnings feel like spoilers. She made them into spoilers.
She said.
She tells you what they are.
Unhinged is a paranormal romance story that involves a human woman getting it on with her front door, which later turns into a guy. Did you have to add which later turns into a guy? That's your
the fucking
that's your twist. That's the story right there.
But she'll be what else is she wrote like
oh yeah, people dying, allusion to man on woman violence, woman killed after alluring, covert breaking and entering, secret underwear secret underwear theft.
Yeah,
deliberate food drugging, alcohol use, harassment via text, allusions to an orgy, I don't remember that. Gun violence, shooting death, wood putty use, sex toy use, condom use, working with the police,
the wood putty use.
Talking with the police, erotic humiliation, fetishistic.
How is wood putty a trigger?
Lubricant use, female domination, male submission. I mean, there's a lot in here that...
But like...
That I was very confused about the wood putty use.
I would, I would like one person to tell me who is... triggered by wood putty. Like I want one, if there is one person out there that has a trigger for wood putty, then I will never speak on it again. But I have such a burning desire to ask her personally and be like, did you really think that wood putty was a necessary trigger to add in there?
I'm so
or
curious.
Were you just trying to like fuck with people?
Maybe. Dude, I don't know. Are you reading about the author right now?
Yes.
Anything good?
I didn't read enough. Uh-oh. I'm just getting to her,
maybe
it's, her website now.
Does it say anything about like a past with wood putty, perhaps?
Like, no.
This one experience I had back
then. I haven't. Hold on. Unhinged, my surprise novella project debuted July 10th, and it went viral. Viral is in asterisks. This MF paranormal romance features a human woman and her front door and creative carnal uses of a doorknob. It was written as little nudge nudge wink wink to the terms of open door
Boom!
And closed door
I
romances.
Figured it out, bitches.
You did that.
I mean,
wow.
She wrote it. She put it in quotes.
But again, I didn't think of that. I thought it just meant closed door, like the actual like closed door.
Oh, it was only because she put it in quotes that made me think, oh, I get it.
Interesting.
And then she wrote, shine bright, you smutty diamond. The world needs more women like you. And she wrote, cock is in here 14 times, by the way, which ain't half bad. I have to say, for a book that I thought was going to be, like, really, really, really sexual, it wasn't
that, much.
That bad.
Yeah.
And when it was happening, it wasn't, like, it wasn't, like, crazy.
It wasn't that bad. She fucked her door 3 times, I think.
Yeah, but, that's whatever. Still wasn't as explicit.
Twice as a door, once as a human.
It still wasn't as explicit as some of the sex scenes we've read in the past. And, can I make a very intense statement?
Sure.
I like this book more than I liked Haunting Adeline.
That is so fucked up.
I would choose this book 100 times over I would ever read Haunting Adeline again.
See, like, these are the types of books that, like,
I
hate.
I might agree with you.
Like, so
Thank
many
you.
Things don't make sense.
You.
See, like, I think less things made sense in this
and you know
book
what?
Than any book
I've
ever read.
I think I was able to suspend my disbelief for that.
I'll say it. Zeus was a pleasant surprise.
I thought it was... I thought it was an interesting twist.
I had fun. I said
did
it.
Not see it coming, and I thought, well, that's a way to explain it.
I didn't hate this book.
I think it's the funniest thing that I think I've ever read.
Yeah.
I don't know about funny.
Yeah.
It was
Zeus
weird. Fucking a hole in a tree
I think
and
Zeus
impregnating
I think
it
Zeus
is one of the funniest things I've ever read.
That was the best
Zeus
part.
Pretty funny as a character.
That was the best part.
Because it made him seem like just a goof.
Like, I pictured him wearing flip-flops.
I fucked her out, I guess. Yeah. What I think, and my first thought after finishing this book, is a lot of people. There's a lot of people I
follow?
See on TikTok, and they talk about reading being political.
Oh
reading,
my god! Yes, this is a good
being
point.
Critical. That like every time you read a book, you are critically thinking about a book, and like to some degree, right? Like we are trying to like make it make sense. To some degree, and like the logistics of things, which I don't think is like actually critically reading. I think it's just like trying to fucking understand, like
sure.
Comprehension.
Oh boy, yeah.
But if you actually get into like critical review of this,
you can't.
It's silly. And this is the point that I think a lot of people try to make and they never can because the internet sucks, is that like some things are not meant, are not created to be critically
dissected like that.
Dissected.
Yeah.
And some things and are okay. just fucking funny.
You know, she had fun writing this book.
No, of course. I think a lot of people need to, I think those who have that argument of like, you should be critically reading everything are not reading this.
No, they're not. But they,
so they don't know this exists.
These blanket statements happen for all of books, all of everything.
Well, they're also putting themselves in a reader monolith. It's like,
it's, yeah, it's like, well, the books I'm reading, you should be critically engaging with. And it's like, well, not the books I'm fucking reading.
And it's like, why are we judging what people are reading? Like, as long as you're reading something and you're having fun and you're like doing something that's different than what you do every day, that's a good thing. It doesn't matter what you're reading.
I think it's interesting the world we live in now, because we grew up reading, you know, depending on how much, but I don't remember ever having conversations when I was younger, like teen, of like, you read that book?
Right.
You're dumb.
Yeah. It was just fun.
Like, everyone has to have an opinion on what you're reading and why you're reading and how many books you've read and how many books you haven't read.
Yep.
And the whole, like, again, we come back to this often, TikTok and what it's done to the reader community.
I think it all started with BookTube, is where it all started.
I feel like
when people,
BookTube is nice. I like
BookTube. But when people started introducing books to, like, modern society, because, like, back in the day, I feel like before, like, the internet really took off and, like, BookTube took off, I wasn't really thinking about books that often.
Well, no, you, like, read it on a book on vacation and, like, maybe take one from your mom's,
Scholastic
like,
collection. Book fair.
It brought it to, like, the mainstream. It was just,
it made reading cool in a way.
Some people read books like, you know, on vacation, they'll read a singular.
Right.
And like, that's how I used to be, right?
Same,
like,
where
you read like a single book in a fucking year and you're like,
I'd read maybe one,
I read a book in a year,
right?
Like, so I like, there's those type of readers that read like very sporadically, I guess. And now that I'm like everyday type reader, it's like,
there's just,
I hate,
it's weird.
I was an everyday type reader and I never felt the pressures that you feel now,
or like the, like, you're better than everybody else. Like, I feel like people are like, are like holier than thou. I read
it's so
these books, so I'm
and
better
then, like,
than
we were
you
talking like about how now people are dissecting these books to find things to flaw them and be like, oh, I found that this was done this way
and
incorrectly and that, and it's like,
didn't
there's
I
a lot
call
of whistleblowers.
It,
you,
didn't
are
I
you,
say that the bigger your book gets, the more hate you're going
to
get?
Yeah.
I said Rebecca Yarros for sure 1,000% is going to go down eventually. And she's already like getting heat for the
so
Gaelic stuff that she wrote, which 100% agree. You shouldn't write a language you don't know anything about. But like, people will find, she shouldn't have done an interview on it, I should say. But people will find things, and they'll go out of their way to find things. They'll scowl through interviews. They'll scowl through your past. Anything.
There's like a couple of authors that I think do it the right way, where they just don't fucking
yeah
do
don't
interviews,
talk
don't talk
don't speak.
On social media, like,
don't exist.
If you were like, if you are a Sarah J. Maas level person, I think you could literally exist without social media.
Just hire a PR person.
No, don't even do that, because they fuck up sometimes too.
Oh, yeah,
really?
They're
like,
not great.
You just fucking don't do anything.
Yeah,
you
just
like
pump out your
be
books.
An old school author, be like a Neil Gaiman or one of them, where you're just like chilling in a woods,
like removed.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do.
Well, anyway,
the Door book, I didn't hate it. I definitely was not my least favorite that we've ever read. Definitely the weirdest.
I want to know who specifically mentioned
this. Was
this
weirder
us
than the Red?
I like this better than the Red.
I like this better than
I
the
think
Red.
I liked it better than the Red too. But.
So do we read the Pillow book next?
No.
Stuffed.
No,
it's short.
Right,
right?
You said I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
What's your next? What's the next one?
The balloon animals?
No, we're not. We're not.
Well, no. What about the turkey one?
The turkey one's only 13 pages.
What was
long.
It called?
Stuffed a turkey or something?
No, like something squeak.
Turkey vampire.
Stuffed by the were turkey.
Yes. Stuffed by the were turkey.
Wait, this was 13 pages.
Yes, 13 pages on Kindle.
I think we have to. We could read it in between.
Do it right now.
We could read it right now. Door book, definitely not the worst book that we've read, but obviously not the best.
Listen,
either.
whoever.
So what's next?
Hold on. Whoever recommended this book, just DM me real quick. I have to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, we
have to talk
there
about this.
There was several, though.
It was several of you did this to me?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It's fucked up.
All right, well, send us what the next one's going to be that is going to.
Yeah, send us your next unhinged.
Whatever's going to upset Maria the most, send that our way. I'm excited.
I'm not as upset as what you guys were.
I'm upset.
I thought the Greek mythology was a great twist.
I agree. That was fun.
I did not like it.
All right. Well, hit us up on Instagram. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Click the link in the link tree. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube and watch this podcast or follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you for being here. We love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.